The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of AM 1230 WYTS, its staff, management, or parent company, Clear Channel Broadcasting. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko on AM 1230 WYTS. Call 821-1230. That's 821-1230 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko on AM 1230 WYTS.
AM 1230 WYTS, welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you for getting up and listening this morning. It is a sun-filled day out there. Looks like it's going to be a great day. Today, we're going to be talking to the Waterpik Corporation. We have their marketing director on the phone with us. We'll be introducing him soon. But before I do that, I'd like to give out Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. The question today is, according to the American Dental Association, what percent of adults floss or use dental aids when cleaning their teeth? All right, according to the American Dental Association, what percent of adults floss or use dental aids when they clean their teeth? You can call us at 821-1230, or you can send us an email to dentallyspeaking on talk1230@yahoo.com. All right, so, and also before I get on to today's topic, I'd like to, I want to give out the answer to a question that I received in the form of an email during this past week from Kate. And the reason I'm kind of interrupting my topic is because I think it's a very, very good question, and I wanted to get the answer out there. Kate emailed a question, and she is about to, or on the list, to donate a kidney to a very, very good friend, which I think is just absolutely wonderful. I hope I have friends like that should I need one. And she was wondering why she has been told by the doctors that she needs to go to a dentist and have a full dental exam. And basically, she needs a letter from her dentist that says that she has dental clearance, that she is free of dental disease. And and she was confused by that. Why does she need to see a dentist in order to donate a kidney? I mean, I guess she's thinking, if out of the kindness of her heart she's willing to donate a kidney, then she should be allowed to. Well, you know, the mouth has just gobs and gobs of bacteria in it, and a lot of infections and blood-borne infections, bacteremia, begin in the mouth, or can begin in the mouth. And that's why people that have artificial joints or have a damaged heart valve or a prosthetic heart valve have to take antibiotics prior to a dental appointment, because we want to ensure that any bacteria that get into the bloodstream are adequately killed prior to actually causing an infection. So what that's telling you, Kate, is that there is a chance that you can have an infection caused by the oral tissues that is circulating through your body, one that you may not know about because you feel fine. Let's face it, you feel fine. But it can be there, and your own body's antibodies can be dealing with it just fine. But if you're going to donate an organ, the doctors want it to be as free and clear of any bacterial infection or invasion as absolutely possible. And so they want to ensure then that you do not have an ongoing dental infection and therefore bacteremia in your bloodstream, because that dental infection can then be transmitted to all of your organs, not just your kidneys. Now, the reason I decided to give the answer to this question prior to today's show, prior to introducing my next guest, is because what Scott Headley is his name, is going to be talking about speaks directly to limiting the amount of inflammation and infection in the mouth. And so let me go ahead and introduce Scott Headley. Scott Headley is the senior marketing manager in the oral health business at Waterpik Incorporated, in Fort Collins, Colorado. He has been in the dental business for 22 years, including 6 with Waterpik. Scott's focus is the Waterpik Dental Water Jet and Sensonic Toothbrush product lines. He was born in Columbus, Ohio, Go Bucks, Scott. And both of his parents attended Ohio State, even a double Go Bucks, right? So anyway, Scott, good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning, Dr. Kavitko. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. This is kind of ironic almost that we first met in Fort Collins. What was that, 2 weeks ago? I think it was two weeks ago.
That's right. That's right.
And here I find a Buckeye in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Yep, we're everywhere. Buckeyes are everywhere.
And for those of you that don't yet know or haven't heard any of the episodes, I do a segment called Teeth Across America, where I travel around and I bring my microphone and I interview folks and ask them, you know, dental questions like, what color is your toothbrush? When was the last time you've seen it? Things like that. And so I kind of surprised Scott and walked in the door, and, you know, they're probably back in the back going, there's some crazy guy out in the lobby who says he has a radio show and wants to interview you, right?
Not at all. It was nice to have you here.
Okay. All right. Well, and thanks for being so accommodating. That was very nice of you. So you heard, I think you were on the line when we were talking about the question about the kidney and donating a kidney, and I know that one of the best things, or the biggest things that a water pick can do, is decrease the amount of plaque on a person's teeth, which of course decreases inflammatory reactions in the tissues and also decreases the chances of a dental infection, a gum abscess, for example. So did you ever really think about how maybe a patient who's about to donate a kidney ought to be using a water pick?
You know, to be honest, we usually aren't dealing with such important issues. It's more on a daily basis trying to help people keep their teeth clean and keep the plaque off their teeth. And as you said, keep them from progressing into any kind of gingivitis or more severe periodontal disease. But it's very extraordinary, the story that you were telling about the woman donating the kidney.
Yeah, and isn't that wonderful of her to do that? I just have a lot of admiration for people that will do that.
Absolutely. That's fantastic.
Now, as you know, Scott, and I told you, and I'll let my listeners, you know, I guess to divulge where I stand on this, is I was not a water pick user. Obviously, I've heard of them, and I thought I understood it, and I have seen them in the store, and we have classes on them in dental school about the whole notion of a water jet. And but as I promised, I took the one that I now have, and I used it over the last couple weeks, and so now I am a water pick user, and I can speak intelligently about this, so I'm going to have some very specific questions. I'm going to encourage my listeners who are using a water pick, if they have questions about anything about the device, to feel free to give us a call, and they can ask you, the expert. But so why don't you, if you could, go ahead and tell us what's new at water pick. And pick is P-I-K, by the way, if anybody's looking for water pick online. But anyway, yeah, Scott, what's new at water pick?
Sure. Well, I think that a lot of people, yourself included, know the name WaterPik. It's a very widely known name. Some people remember it from when they were a kid, when they had braces. Maybe their parents or their grandparents had one. But I think what we have now really is the new WaterPik. We have new dental water jets, the WaterPik Ultra that I believe is the one you tried, Dr. Kavitko, and WaterPik Ultra cordless models. But more importantly, we have a lot of new research that is showing how effective water-pick dental water jets are. I think in the past, a lot of people thought that they were just good for removing debris or food from between the teeth or cleaning braces. But now we're finding out just how effective they are against gingivitis and bleeding gums, and really how much more effective they are than dental floss.
Yeah, and I was looking at the research, and I'm trying to remember the gentleman's name at USC that did the primary research, the Center for,
Center for Biofilms?
Biofilms, that's right.
Of Southern California, right. His name is Dr. Bill Costerton.
Okay.
And he is now at Pittsburgh, but he is a expert, really the foremost expert on biofilms, and what they are discovering is that plaque that grows on people's teeth every day, all the time, is really a very complex biofilm and a group or a mass, if you will, of different kinds of bacteria that are working together. And then when they get together and create this biofilm on your teeth, your body reacts, as you know, with inflammation or possibly bleeding, and that's the body's reaction trying to get rid of this biofilm. What the University of Southern California found was that the water pick is very effective at removing that biofilm. So if you can remove the biofilm, then you remove the cause for gingivitis and bleeding and disease, and you can have a healthy mouth.
You know, let me go back and explain this inflammatory reaction for my listeners, because we hear that word so much, but we don't understand what it means, especially how it relates to increased bleeding. So in a nutshell, it's this. When the body detects something that is an irritant, that it doesn't think belongs there, it says to itself, I'm going to carry away that little piece of stuff, that little piece of food, that little piece of plaque. I don't like it there, so I'm going to carry it away. I'm going to get rid of it. So what it does is it grows new capillaries, new little mini blood vessels, if you will, opens up, and it says, okay, you know, little piece of food or little piece of plaque, hop in there because I'm going to flush you, basically, out the plumbing system. What the body doesn't know is it can't do that. It doesn't work. Sometimes it's either too hard, it's attached to the tooth. Other times it's just plain too big. But that doesn't keep it from becoming inflamed. Now, when these blood vessels grow, that's where, and you have extra ones, that's where you get the bleeding when you brush or floss or use your water pick. Of course, with the water pick, you're not going to know because you're flushing it so much that it's just going to become diluted with the water. Maybe a little bit of a pink or a little bit of a reddish if you spit. But anyway, that's what inflammation, that's how you get this bleeding when you have an inflammatory response in the tissues. But why do we even get inflammation? The first step in healing on a microscopic level, cellular level, is inflammation. So if you cut yourself and you don't get the inflammatory response, you will never get healing. So it's kind of this catch-22 thing where you need the inflammation to get healing, but the body doesn't know it can't heal, so it still gets more inflamed, it gets even worse. Well, the next step in the mouth, once the body realizes that it's not going to be able to carry away this plaque or biofilm, is for the attachment, the tissues, the little fibers that are most sensitive to all of this, the ones that actually attach the gum to the teeth, to migrate. They say, okay, well, if my plumbing system can't carry this away, I'm moving to a new neighborhood. I don't like this neighborhood, I'm moving to a new one. And that new neighborhood would be lower down on a lower tooth, you know, further down below the gum line, up if it's an upper tooth. And that is the process of periodontal disease, how it moves from, say, gingivitis to periodontitis, which not assumes, but indicates that there is actually bone involvement, bone loss, along with this. So, and Scott, I know you knew all that, but I just thought it would help for people to understand why we even get that bleeding.
Absolutely, and I think you make a very important point there, Doctor. When people brush their teeth or use floss and maybe when they spit into the sink and they see some blood, that's an indication that somewhere in their mouth, and it may be just one tooth or it may be more than one, there's that process that you described is going on. So bleeding is a good indicator that you might have a little bit of a problem. And again, water pick is very effective at stopping that bleeding and reversing that process.
Yeah, I can honestly say I now agree with you. When we met a couple weeks ago, I wasn't so sure. So, all right, so now, and we're going to get into, let me just back up. You guys at WaterPik are not claiming that WaterPik is to replace brushing and flossing. You're saying that you always brush first, and then WaterPik is really replacing flossing, am I right?
Well, here's the situation. Brushing is imperative, and dentists like yourself always recommend brushing and flossing as a way to keep the mouth clean. But what we find is that there are a lot of people who struggle with dental floss. It's sometimes hard to use. You wrap it around your fingers and maybe can't get all the way to the back teeth, things like that. And there's also a number of people who just don't like to floss. And so
really?
For those people...
There's people out there like that?
Yeah, I realize that's an understatement, but for people like that, WaterPik is a great alternative. It's easier to use than floss for most people, and it's more effective at reaching areas that floss cannot reach. Some of these areas that you're talking about below the gum line, where some of the more dangerous plaque and bacteria live. I heard your question early on about the American Dental Association and how many people they say actually use floss, and since I know that number, I won't ruin the contest, but needless to say, there are a lot of people who are looking for an alternative to dental floss, and we think Waterpik is a very good alternative there.
Yeah, and floss is really great for kite string, by the way, which is, I think, it probably gets used for that more than actually in the mouth sometimes.
Yeah, I think that's probably true.
So, all right, so let me see. I guess I don't want to get ahead of myself because we are going to talk about, you know, periodontal disease and how the Waterpik can help. But I do have to say that I think the name Pickpocket for the attachment that is to get into those deeper pockets is pretty clever.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we think that describes what it does. It gets down into those pockets and helps flush out the bacteria that are in the plaque that are living below your gum line, where you really can't reach with floss or a toothpick or even a toothbrush.
So you're not saying don't floss if somebody likes flossing and can. What you're saying is do this in addition. And if you're one of those people that really can't floss, won't floss, this is a whole lot better than skipping that step, correct?
That's correct. We would never tell anybody not to brush and floss. And if you are having good results with brushing and flossing and your dental professional is happy with the way that your mouth is and the health of your mouth, then that's great. Continue to do that and just make sure you're doing it every day. But if you're struggling with that, or even if you want to just add a little extra to the health of your mouth, try a Waterpik.
Okay. Now, I want you guys to listen to this. Just listen for just a second. Okay. That, you know what that is, Scott, right?
I do, yes.
That is the new sound of flossing, for those of you that hate to floss. That's what your Waterpik sounds like. This is the Waterpik Ultra, and it has a lot of attachments, and we're probably going to talk about most of them here today if we have time. But the research seems to bear out what Scott is saying, that this will remove 99%, I think it is, of the biofilm. And it's that biofilm that is what causes the inflammation. So if you can get that off, then there's a really good chance that you're not going to have periodontal disease. All right, we need to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to go into each of these attachments. We're going to talk a little more about gum disease, periodontal disease, and we'll get some information here from Scott from the Waterpik Corporation. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on AM 1230 WYTS, and we'll be right back.
Do you make me smile? Please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go.
AM 1230 WYTS. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. And most of you know that our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're just too numb to ask. So today we are concentrating on the Waterpik. Waterpik Corporation's Waterpik Ultra, and I know that we're going to want to talk about a couple other products that Waterpik has a little bit later, but we have with us on the show today as our guest, Scott Headley, who is the Senior Marketing Manager in the Oral Health Business at Waterpik. They are located in Fort Collins, Colorado, which is about 53 miles north of Denver, beautiful part of the country. And he's been with the company in dental business for 22 years and with this company for 6. So, and luckily for us, Scott was born in Columbus, and both of his parents attended Ohio State University. So, Scott.
Talk 1230 WYTS. Have a take and don't suck, just like this.
All right. And we just want you to remember, this is 1230 WYTS, apparently. Anyway, okay, so what we want to do is basically, If it's easier and more effective than dental floss using this Waterpik, Scott, why would you say that every dentist in the country isn't recommending it?
Well, that's an excellent question, Dr. Kvitko. I think really it's just a matter of getting more dentists and hygienists and their patients to try the product for themselves. I think once once they get the product, once they try it, as you did, and they see a positive impact in their own mouth and or in the mouths of their patients, they typically become recommenders. So we believe that it's really just a matter of getting the word out and getting this new research out so that dental professionals have something to back up their recommendation to a patient. You know that when you recommend a product, whether it's a Waterpik or any of the other products in your office, you want to feel comfortable as a dental professional that we've done our homework and that we have something to support the things that we say about the product. And so that's really our goal, is to get the research out there and to get the product into the hands of dental professionals so that they can feel comfortable with it and feel comfortable recommending it.
So speaking of getting the product into the hands of the people out there, Scott has indicated that he is willing to give away one Waterpik Ultra to a listener today. And so my producer and I were talking about it, and we are going to award that to the person who we believe sends us either the best emailed question or the best phoned-in question. So if you have a question about the Waterpik, for me or for Scott, call 821-1230. You can send your questions by email to dentallyspeakingontalk1230@yahoo.com. So thanks so much for doing that, Scott. I think just like me, you get it in the hands of somebody and let them try it, and I think they'll like it.
That's right. We're very happy to do that, and I hope we get some good questions.
Yeah. All right. Now, do you guys have a recommendation for whether you should brush first, then use the Waterpik, or use the Waterpik first and then brush?
Now, typically, people brush first and then use the Waterpik, but I have heard, and I know even some people here at Waterpik like to use the Waterpik first. It's really a personal preference. I will give you this challenge, though. One of the ways that people find, really prove to themselves that the Waterpik is working, is if you go and brush like you normally do, and then even floss like you normally floss, and then use the Waterpik, you'll see that there's still things in your mouth, be it food debris or plaque, that's still coming out. And that's often the way that that people prove to themselves when they're first starting with a Waterpik that it really is doing something more than brushing and flossing.
And I kind of did that test myself earlier this week. I had been eating mixed nuts, and you know how the shell, that thin layer, gets left behind in your mouth. And I decided to go in and test out the Waterpik to see what it could do, because I kept trying to get it with my tongue, and as you know, that use just doesn't work. So I went in and decided, okay, we're going to test this machine. And sure enough, out come three or four of those peanut shells. So I know it wasn't the same as brushing, but it does remove those kinds of things that you'll leave behind in your mouth from eating.
Sure, and as you mentioned earlier, those can sometimes be the start of inflammation in your mouth.
We do have a caller on the line. We actually had one earlier that chose not to stay on the line, so I'll probably read her question later. But right now we're going to go to line one, where we have Thomas. Thomas has a question about the Waterpik. Thomas, you're on the air. What's your question?
Oh, well, thanks. Really, I have more of a testimonial. I've been using a Waterpik for about, close to 25 years.
Wow.
And I can tell you how I started. I hadn't been to the dentist for years. I was in my 40s. And I had some problems. So I went to the dentist, and he did some work, some crowns, but then he said I needed to have a gingivectomy, which I guess is an infection in your gums and a gap between your gums and your teeth. I don't know. Or not sure.
Yeah, the gingivectomy would be needed because of pocketing, and the actual procedure is removing gum tissue with a blade.
Right. Yeah, so he scheduled that for about, probably 5 or 6 weeks later. So I went out and bought a Waterpik. I use it every day. I went back to him for the operation, and he said I didn't need it.
Wow, for how long?
And he said something like a gap of about 10 centimeters or something like that. I'm not sure.
So you had 10 millimeter pockets, and you came back, and he said you didn't need the surgery after all.
That's right.
Well, that would mean that you would have had to have gotten a resolution of at least 5 millimeters, because usually anything over 5 millimeters we recommend surgery for, so that's pretty dramatic.
Yeah, well, it worked, but you know what? I never told him I used a water pick. I was just being ornery about it, and I thought, and he couldn't believe that it had reversed itself.
That's really great.
And I thought, well, I'm not going to tell him, but I should have.
Well, now you're telling all your friends here in Columbus,
Central
Ohio.
He's retired and gone, and he still doesn't know.
That's a great story,
Tom. That was kind of a bad trick, but I did it anyway.
Hey, Tom, before you hang up, we want to get your information so that if you're the winner of the free water pick, we'll be able to mail it to you. I'm going to have my producer get back with you on the line. Did you have any other questions for Scott or for me?
No, I really don't have any questions because, well, it's just from my own experience that I figured out the thing worked, you know.
Okay.
And you start out with light pressure at first, and then before you know it, you got it up to max, and it really does. It makes you feel really good to know that there's none of that bacteria and decay in your gum line and stuff. So it's just great.
Well, I appreciate it, and I know Scott does. And thank you so much for the call, and hang on. Tom's going to get your information. You might be on hold for a second, though, because we do have to go to commercial.
When we
come back, we'll continue this discussion about the water pick and its benefits. You're listening to AM 1230 WYTS, Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
You know.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on AM 1230 WYTS. And on the show with us is Scott Headley. Scott is the marketing director, senior marketing director of the Waterpik Corporation out of Fort Collins, Colorado. We're taking your phone calls if you have questions about the Waterpik, And the best question, either phoned in or emailed, will receive a free Waterpik Ultra, compliments of Waterpik Corporation. Thomas, you were just on the line with us, and we lost you. So if you'll please give a call back so we can get your information, so that if you are the one that wins, we'll be able to actually ship that to you. We do have another question here, Scott, so let's go to the phone lines. We have April from Columbus. April, you're on the radio here on Dentally Speaking.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay.
Well, thank you for calling. What's your question?
Well, a few weeks ago, I went and had my teeth cleaned, and they used a high-speed water jet of some kind to clean them.
Right.
And there were a few times that was a little bit uncomfortable. It seemed to hit an exposed nerve or something. And I was worried that if I bought the water pick, would that do the same thing?
Well, I'm going to let Scott give his answer first, and then I'll give you my answer as a dentist perspective. So, Scott, what would you say to that?
Well, April, I appreciate your call. I think that probably the procedure that you had done was with something called an ultrasonic scaler, and that is very different than what a water pick is.
April, did it squeak?
Yes.
It did. Okay, yeah, that's correct. Scott's correct.
Right. So that's an instrument, and Dr. Kvitko can tell you better, but an instrument that removes hard deposits or calculus from your teeth. The water pick doesn't actually touch your teeth in that way, and it's more just a gentle pulsating spray of water in between your teeth and along your gum line. So it's really two very different things.
Yeah, and also, April, I'll say that, you know, in using the water pick myself, as I've been testing this out, there are areas in my own mouth that are a little bit tender to cold water, but you have the ability using this to put warm water in the reservoir. You can put mouthwash in the reservoir diluted mouthwash. You can also put, sometimes we dentists prescribe chlorhexidine, a rinse for people that have gum disease, and you can actually put that in the reservoir and use that instead of water. So if you buy one of these, or if you're the one that wins it today, feel free to first try it with just tap water. But then if you do have a sensitive spot, seems like if you were just to switch the water to warm water, maybe even a little bit more than warm, not hot, of course, but you know what I mean, and that you won't have that sensation.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And we have your information, I hope?
I think so.
Okay, appreciate the call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Scott, I'm looking at the tips that come with the Waterpik Ultra, and we have the pickpocket, which we talked about earlier, which is designed to get into, say, a 6-millimeter pocket, And I know that the claim is it'll get 90% of that, so that would be approximately 5 millimeters into a 6 millimeter pocket, right?
That's correct, right.
Now, it does look like it would be a little cumbersome trying to get that. The time that it would take and the care it would take to try to get it in that area seems like it would be a little bit tough. But, hey, like the first gentleman, Thomas, mentioned, it's better than surgery, right?
That's correct. You know, the pickpocket tip is actually very popular with people who use water picks. It has a soft rubber end, as you know, and it gently glides right along the gum line. And sometimes, as you mentioned, if you don't want to do your whole mouth with the pickpocket tip because it may take a little longer than you have time for, you can put it in, just do the one area or two areas that where you have a problem, and then switch back to the standard jet tip or the standard irrigating tip and do the rest of your mouth.
And I know that all the time we're telling folks, you're doing pretty good, but you're getting a pocket, say, between your lower left last two teeth. So they could then use this tip in that area and then switch it out and do the rest of the mouth with another tip.
Right, exactly. If the dental professional says you have an issue at this one spot, you can focus on that spot with the pickpocket tip, or you can choose to do the whole mouth with the pickpocket tip. It's effective whether you have a pocket or not. Just as you mentioned, might take a little more time because it's a little lower pressure irrigation.
And we also have the orthodontic tip, which has looks like a little bristle brush, a little end tuft brush, so that the kids, usually kids, I guess adults have ortho a lot now too, but so you have this little brush action going, plus the pulsating water coming out from the center.
Exactly, yes. With the orthodontic tip, was designed really for kids. About 70% of the people that have orthodontics are children. And so we were looking to develop something that would help them not only get the benefits of the oral irrigation for their gum tissue, but be able to remove the plaque and debris that build up on the orthodontic appliances. We just did a study with this tip, in fact, with over 100 adolescent orthodontic wearers, and they tried it, and it was very effective at removing plaque and at reducing gingival bleeding in kids with orthodontics. In fact, more effective than floss. This was one of those studies where we tested brushing and flossing versus brushing and using a Waterpik dental water jet, and the Waterpik group had better scores and showed a better reduction in their bleeding and in their plaque.
And, you know, it's also important about that, and we do have to go to a break, so I'm going to cut myself short a little bit, but we oftentimes see teeth after the braces come off that are decayed, either white chalky spots or already decayed, when kids are not able to properly care for their teeth with all the braces and wires and elastics and springs and all that stuff on the teeth. And so if they're using this water pick, it should greatly diminish that and possibly even eliminate getting cavities while wearing braces. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on AM 1230 WYTS, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to AM 1230 WYTS. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here with Dr. Kavitko. And we're talking about the water pick today. And on the phone with us today is a caller has a question. Pauline has a question about the water pick. Go ahead, Pauline.
Hello. Is it better to fill the reservoir with distilled water? Someone had said that maybe the tap water might have impurities that could get into the, into your system.
That's a very good question. Scott, what would your answer be? And thank you so much, Pauline. I know you need to go, but thank you for your call, and we have your information, so we'll see if you happen to win the water pick. What would you say, Scott?
Thank you very much, Pauline, for that call. My first response to that would be that most municipal water supplies are disinfected, and so the amount of bacteria that might be in your water supply is probably very minimal. And secondly, you do not need to use distilled water in the water pick. It's extremely effective with just basic tap water, and so there's no need to worry about using distilled water. You can also use any mouthwash that you might like, whether it's Listerine or Scope or any of the other mouthwashes that you might prefer.
Good. I think that's a good question and a very good answer. And I would add that if you're using distilled water, you're not using fluoridated water, and so I would actually prefer people use the tap water. What do you think about that, Scott?
I think you're right on there.
Okay. So, and luckily we got Thomas did call back, so we now have Thomas's information. And you might remember that Thomas was the testimonial telling you that, because pretty soon we're going to have to choose who to give this WaterPik Ultra to, and I'm going to leave that up to you, Scott, because it's your WaterPik. So, just to refresh your memory, Thomas gave us the testimonial. April had the sensitivity question. Pauline asked about distilled water or tap water. And I'm going to read a question. It was from Grace, which is an 8-year-old girl, who I haven't read her question yet. She called in to say that she actually called in, but then didn't want to be on the radio. Called in to say that she likes my my commercials on television and wants to know when I'm going to make a new one. but that's cute because she's only 8. So anyway, all right, so now, what about, and I already mentioned about you can use mouthwash, you can use the chlorhexidine. We've covered braces. What about a dental implant? Can you use a WaterPik around a dental implant?
Absolutely, and actually that's one of the places where the pickpocket tip or the standard jet tip could come in quite handy. Typically with dental implants, you have to be very careful about what you use to clean them with.
We actually have special instruments so they don't scratch the titanium cylinder.
Exactly, and so that's why using the pickpocket tip around a dental implant can be very effective. You want to keep that area clean so that the healing takes place and that the mouth accepts the implant as one of your teeth, and so you want to make sure that that you use something around that to clean, and the WaterPik is very effective there.
All right. Well, thank you for that. We have another caller on the line. Buck. Buck is on the line. Buck, what's your question?
Howdy. I'm one of the 20% of adults that has orthodontics, and I have just a basic WaterPik. Where can I pick up one of those orthodontics ones you were talking about earlier?
Oh, the ones with the orthodontic tip, you mean? Or, so Scott, I guess, can he get an orthodontic tip for his basic WaterPik, or does he have to buy the WaterPik Ultra?
Actually, the orthodontic tip only comes with the Ultra or the Ultra cordless units. Those are available at a number of stores. I imagine in your area you have Target stores.
Yes.
Possibly Walgreens.
Yes.
Those two stores, Walmart also carries the product.
Okay, so there's three choices.
We're in many of the regular stores and drug stores in your area, and you can also purchase the product online if you prefer to purchase that way at Amazon.com or drugstore.com.
What would they type in the search word?
Just type in WaterPik Ultra.
With no C in the word WaterPik, correct?
That's right, WaterPik.
Okay. All right. Well, Buck, thank you so much for your question, and Scott's going to have to decide who gets the free WaterPik Ultra here soon. I do want to let our listeners know, most of you know this, but some don't, that is that our show is available by podcast by going to www.talk1230wyts.com, and soon there'll be another address, URL, for us to give out, but right now that will still direct you to the site, and when you get there, hold your mouse over the word that says on air. A list of on-air talent comes up. Click on Dr. Kvitko. Takes you to my podcast page. Right below the picture of the polar bear getting a root canal, you'll see where it says, click here to go to podcast page. And click there, and you can listen to any of the shows that we've ever done. And you'll be able to maybe listen to this again or tell a friend about it, and then they can listen as well. All right, so we do have to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to give out the answer to the question of the day, and we're going to ask Scott to select which caller will receive the free WaterPik Ultra. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on AM 1230 WYTS, and we'll be right back. welcome back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Good morning, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and today we've been talking about the water pick. We have with us on the phone Scott Headley, who's the Senior Marketing Manager in the oral health business at Water Pick Incorporated, and he's been very helpful today, and also very nice to be willing to give a free Water Pick Ultra to the listener who has called in with what he determines is the best question. I'm putting all the onus on Scott. I guess if anybody's going to be a bad guy, I want you to be the bad guy, because you're so far away they can't get you.
There you go.
They could drive by my office and come in and tell me how angry they are they didn't win, right?
That's right. That's right.
But anyway, okay, no, and just to kind of refresh your memory as you are trying to decide. Oh, I know. Grace, the little girl, 8-year-old Grace. Grace, if you're still listening, call back in, because we didn't indicate we were giving a gift away today when you called, and so we'd love to have you in the running, but we don't have a way of reaching you. So call back in, 821-1230, and we'll put you on that list. The list, to remind you, Scott, is Pauline. Pauline had the question about distilled water or not. And Thomas had the testimonial about how he eliminated the need for periodontal surgery. And April was worried about sensitivity. She was equating water pick to a Sonicare-type toothbrush, an ultrasonic cleaner. And then Buck had a question about how can he find an orthodontic tip for his basic model. All right, so hopefully you wrote those down.
I did, and I think we had all good questions, and are you ready for me to go ahead with that?
I am. Oh, good, good. Grace just called back, so we now have a way of reaching her in the event that she is the winner. Yes, we are, so go ahead and tell us who you think should get the free Water Pick Ultra.
Well, after great thought here, I think we had great questions all, and we would like to give the Water Pick Ultra to each of them today.
You're serious? You're going to give one to everybody? All of the callers?
Absolutely. We appreciate the time they took to call in, and they were all very good questions.
All right. So if you're still listening, every one of you that called in is going to be receiving a free Water Pick Ultra from the Water Pick Corporation. I think that was very nice of Scott to do that. Obviously, he didn't have to. So, and if you've ever listened to other call-in shows, that doesn't happen often. So really, thank you for that, Scott. And I also want to remind people that it was 7 in the morning when this show started in Colorado, that Scott was nice enough to get up at least at 6:30, I'm assuming, to have time to brush his teeth, water pick his teeth, and then have coffee so that he could sound awake for this show. So I do appreciate that, Scott.
Absolutely. I very much appreciate you having me, and go Buckeyes.
Yes, go Bucks. The basketball team did lose last night, but it was a valiant effort, and they're going to be just fine. I think we're going to see them in the NCAA tournament. We have just about a minute left, and one more question for you, Scott, and that is, oh, I have to give the answer. You give the answer to our question of the day. Boy, we got so busy with calls, we didn't even ask the people for their guesses. But the question was, and I know you know this, is according to the ADA, what percent of adults floss or use dental aids when cleaning their teeth? Now, let me just tell you, we did have a couple emailed guesses, and we had Kelly guessed 10%, and we had Henry, 22%. Ross, 17%, Maureen, 40%, and Deborah, 15%. None of those are correct. So, Scott, the answer is?
Well, I believe that the answer is 20%. Is that correct?
It is slightly less than a third of all adults actually floss or use a dental device. So, but hey, there's a little bit more than you think, but certainly, if we're hoping that they use this water pick instead of that, maybe we can get that number way up there.
There you go.
You know what the music means? Music means we have to all dance. No, the music means that it's time to go. Thank you so much for listening. And tune in next week. We'll have Dr. Kelly from North Carolina talking about implants and cosmetic dentistry. We'll be right back.